Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 20th of March, and for the day, unfortunately, we closed down 96.3 points or 1.38%, 6898.5. Before we get to the details, just remember, this is general advice only, so please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor. So, 96.3 points down, 1.38%, 6898.5. We opened at 6988.7, which was the high, and our low, 6895. So pretty much closing on our lows. At one stage this morning, around mid-morning, the market did look as if it was going to actually go up. Surprisingly enough, US futures were firmer, which was good news. And as a result, the market was finding a little bit of support, but all that came to an abrupt end as the day wore on and concerns and worries about Europe and the opening there. Currently, we've got Dow futures down 40 points, NASDAQ futures up around 10 points. So market closing very much on its lows. And the damage done pretty much across the board. There were some patches of green. Domino's was up 2%. Maybe everyone's going to console themselves with pizza tonight. Gold miners were the standout today. The gold price in Aussie dollar terms hit an all-time high. It has come off around 0.7%, which has taken a little bit of the gloss off some of the gold miner moves, but they still are pretty impressive. Newcrest up nearly 6%. Northern Star, 8.5% better. Evolution, 10.1% better. De Grey, 9% better. Gold Road, nearly 11% better. And even the dogs are barking. St. Barbara and Genesis Minerals doing well today. St. Barbara closed up nearly 16%, 15.8%. And Genesis doing well. In the beginning, there was the light, and it was up 8% today, back to $1. So some buyers emerging for sure in the gold sector, which is running rampant at the moment at the expense pretty much of everything else, especially in the resource sector. We did see lithium stocks under serious pressure today, I have to say. They did look as if they were going to hold the line for a little while, but no, not to be. Pilbara down 5.2%. Liontown roaring, unfortunately, down 9.39%. Mineral Resources down nearly 4%. IGO 3.5% easier. And Lynas in the rare earths continues to fall, down another 5.5% today. We did see the iron ore sector under a little bit of pressure. BHP down 1%, Rio down 0.7%, but Fortescue down 2.9% today. There are some moves in China to get the iron ore price under control. Apparently no hoarding, no price gouging. Gentlemen, to your corners, please. But certainly not happening at the moment for the iron ore stocks. They are still under some pressure, although compared to the rest of the market, BHP and Rio performed very well. Oil and gas stocks, though, on the nose due to that price of the oil falling away. Woodside down nearly 2.95%. Santos down 2.7%. The coal stocks under pressure as well. Whitehaven down 4.6%, and No Hope down 5.6%. So no good there for them. Banks. Let's move to the banks. The banking sector wasn't that bad. The big four anyway, the big bank basket, down 0.7% to 167.55. We had NABs down 1.5%. ANZ down 1.4%. But CBA managing to hold up relatively well, only down 0.4%, and Westpac down 0.6%. But damage was done. Macquarie having a nasty old day, down 4.6%. Of course, Credit Suisse is at the heart of investment banking in Europe, and Macquarie has big European operations. The question, of course, always is with these things, how much exposure has everybody got? Macquarie, of course, renowned for their risk management, but certainly the market is shooting first, asking questions later. Insurers also on the nose today. We had QBE down 4.7%, Suncorp down 4.5%, IAG down 4.3%, Medibank Public down 3%. All, I would imagine, have some impact from the bond market ructions that are going on at the moment. Looking across to The industrials, Qantas, fell 3.9% today after the ACCC announced that they're going to take even more time to look at the Alliance Aviation takeover. We had Brambles down 2%, and the staples also on the nose. Woolies down 1.7%, Coles down 1.3%, Wesfarmers down 1.7%. Was some little bit of green on screen in Telstra, up 0.5%, bit of defensive buying there. And REA Group up 1.8%. In the healthcare stocks, a little bit of a mixed bag there. CSL down 0.8%, but Healius were up 8.3% as Australian Clinical Laboratories, ACL, announced a deal to merge with Healius. So that was good enough for them. REITs on the nose, despite yields falling. We had SGP, Stockland down 2.3%. Charter Hall down 4.8%. GMG down 2.9%. So not good news all around. In corporate news today, we did see RMS, which is Ramelius, bid for BRB, which is Breakwater. They were up significantly. They were up around, Breaker Resources, up 29.3% on the back of that bid from Ramelius. And that ACL announced that deal to merge with Hills, HLS, Helios. And Latitude Financial, still assessing the impact of the cyber attack that we have seen. So that is ongoing for them. Asian markets down. Hong Kong, the focal point there, down 2.6%. Japan also eased. They were down 1%. But China, flippy-floppy around the negative. It's been positive and negative either side of zero. Not an awful lot of movement there. We saw 10-year yields falling back to earth, down to 3.25%. That is a long, long way down. Headlines, the winners today, the winners for grinners. Let's run through the winners. And there were winners. Most of the winners were in the gold sector. In fact, all of the big movers were in the gold sector. We had Tito Minerals, TIE, were up 11.6% today. Gold Road up nearly 11%. Resolute up 10.3%, RSG, Evolution, EVN up 10.1%, PRU, Perseus, down, up, 9.4%, doing well there as well. And we had De Grey up 9%, Bellevue up 8.6%, Northern Star up 8.5%, and the only one that was not in the gold sector was Healius, up 8.3% on that approach from ACL. In the naughty corner today, a lot of them were lithium stocks. Maybe everyone was selling lithium to buy gold. Maybe we are going to see another gold rush in Australia. We shall wait and see. But AGY, Argosy, fell 15.3%. 25 million shares also traded today. Novonix down 9.8%. NVX, the stock code there. Liontown clawing downwards, 9.4% easier, 15 million shares traded there. DGL, I don't know quite how that one got in there, down 9.1%. Calix down 7.8%. HPI down 7.7%. Weebit Nano coming off those highs we've seen recently, down 7.4%. And Satire down 7.2%. All those Swiss bankers won't be able to afford their Rolexes and their Targs. Maybe that's going to have a bit of a detrimental effect on Satire. Positive sectors, the gold miners. Negative sectors, pretty much everything else. Although standouts were the REITs, the banks to an extent, insurers, lithium and technology also eased. Big bank basket down to 167.55, down 0.7%. The Alltech index down 1.2%. Gold in Aussie dollar terms was off its all-time high. 29.51, still pretty elevated though. I'm sure they'll be delighted with that in Kalgoorlie at the moment. Bitcoin off its highs as well, $27,351 a fund token. The Aussie dollar slipped below 67, 66.89, and those 10-year yields at 3.25. Currently, we do have Dow futures down slightly and Nasdaq futures up slightly, but we are talking slightly at the moment. It is a very nervous world out there as Europe starts to open and the dust settles on the Credit Suisse UBS shotgun wedding. Major movers and shakers today. Well, we've talked about the gold stocks. We've talked Ioneer, had a 7.6% rally today. Was written up in the media, as was VHM. Had a bit of a broker touch up this morning. Nearly 16% better there. But we did see Bowen Coal down 3.5%. Neuren Pharmaceutical, which has defied gravity, defied everything, and has been an absolute cracker of a stock recently, did come back down to earth a little bit today, down 5.5%. Linus, though, coming down to earth with a big hurry at the moment, down another 5.5%. Hard to believe that Linus is now back down towards $6, $6.22 for Linus. Winsome Resources, well, it was Lucent Resources today, down 10.4%. Another lithium stock under pressure, as was Patriot Battery Metals, down 8.5%, slipping below that Canadian issue price of $1.20, down to $1.13.5. Speculative stock of the day was Breaker Resources, 29.31% better on that Remelius scheme of arrangement. You will get one Remelius for every 2.82 Breaker. Breaker, good buddy. And in company news today, in a little more detail, the Qantas and Alliance Aviation, the ACCC, has delayed yet again the review of the Qantas proposed scheme of arrangement until April 20th. Don't forget, that bid is $4.75, not in cash, but in Qantas shares. A2 Milk has completed its $150 million New Zealand dollar share buyback program. It acquired 2.9% of its issued capital. The average price was $6.87 New Zealand. Australian Clinical Labs has proposed an all-scrip merger with Healius, HLS, offering one of its shares for every Healius shares. Upon completion, Healius shareholders would own 68% of the combined group and ACL shareholders would own 32%. Latitude Financial has said a sophisticated, well-organized and malicious cyber attack remains active inside its systems. And Citi in economic news says the surge in iron ore prices is unsustainable and recommends that investors sell into further rallies. And Vale, former governor of the Reserve Bank, Robert Alan Johnson, who died today, aged 98, not a bad innings, as they say. He was governor of the Reserve Bank from 1982 to 1989, an interesting period in Australian financial history. And Reserve Bank Assistant Governor Christopher Clark Kent gave a speech today. Here is the link to that. The title was a racy one, Long and Variable Monetary Policy Lags. Crowd was heaving on the back of that one. In Asian markets, HSBC Holdings led declines amongst financial stocks. HSBC were down around 6% and Standard & Chartered a pretty similar amount as well. So no good news there. All eyes, of course, now on Europe. It's opening. Looking to open slightly nothing, to be honest. Slightly better, I guess, to start the day. But these A21 bond fallout will continue. The fact that they ranked actually below equity in terms of getting paid out when something like this happened is going to become a little bit of a shock to some and will ensure a lot of people will be looking at their bond holdings today. And the FDIC has announced agreement to sell Signature Bank, some of its assets, to the New York Community Bancorp subsidiary. The deal would see the subsidiary Flagstaff Bank assume substantially all of Signature Bank's deposits, some of its loan portfolio, and all 40 of its former branches. And economists think Fed will keep raising rates despite bank turmoil. Well, that's it for me today. A bit of a big day in Australia, 100 points off, and waiting to see how Europe reacts to the Credit Suisse UBS shotgun marriage. Spare a thought for the Saudi National Bank, which only in October bought 10% of Credit Suisse and now has pretty much done its dough on that one. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. And, of course, we'll be back again tomorrow to do it all again.